It's Chicago's afternoon news. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. And it's Tuesday, so we always get a chance to talk with Tom Skilling from WGN-TV, our favorite meteorologist. So how are you today, Tom?
Lisa, I couldn't be better. And I'll tell you, it doesn't hurt any that the sun is out shining, so that's lovely. How are you?
I'm doing well, and just know that when your dog is barking, you never have to put it in another room for me.
Oh, I'll tell you, little Penny. Penny is a newcomer to our home. Her mommy passed away suddenly and sadly several weeks ago. So Penny's been readjusting to the new environment and is a little thrown by the phone ringing even. So at any rate, but she is an adorable little, we figure Shih Tzu or Lhasa Apso. And she is the cutest thing you've ever seen, I'll tell you.
Is she young?
She is 11 years old.
Oh.
We discovered the adoption papers. She had been with my roommate's aunt for 5 years up in Kenosha. And my roommate's aunt passed away just a couple of weeks ago. So little Penny had to be moved here to a new home. And we just love her. She's so adorable.
It's a big adjustment for a dog in that situation. I'm so glad she found you, that she found a loving home.
We are, too. I'll tell you, nobody could be happier than we are. She's just an adorable addition to the household, Lisa. No question. I know you're a dog lover, too, so you appreciate this.
Absolutely. So Puppy Bowl or Super Bowl, what are you most likely to watch this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think the Puppy Bowl has an attraction. But on the other hand, I'm kind of intrigued by the Super Bowl. Do you know they have a excessive heat advisory out there, or excessive heat watch for Los Angeles later this week? Now there's a phenomenon and a half in the month of February, 90-degree temperatures possibly. Isn't that something? But, you know, you talk about our changing climate. There's another, yet another example of it right there.
Yeah, that's tough to play football in 90-degree weather.
Oh, it definitely is. At least they don't have the oppressive humidity we do here. But, you know, it's interesting. Just a couple of months back, we were hearing about all the snow in the Sierra and all the rains that were flooding areas, particularly areas that have been burned out. And this is all turned off. They're back under a dome of storm-deflecting warm air. And under it, this heat is developing in Southern California. And, of course, they're missing out on their late-season rains and all. So the water resource people out there are watching that very carefully, because the rains earlier, you know, a couple months ago, did make a dent in the drought out there. But it all goes to show you can't depend on these rains, and it'll be interesting to see the rest of the season out there, what they have going on, because that'll impact their water availability this summer.
So, Tom Skilling, do you think the L.A. Rams are going to win, or do you think it'll be the Bengals?
You know, asking me that would be like asking me to do a electron microscope examination of the COVID virus. I'll tell you something. I'm not your best source on that. I work with folks in the office who have a much better read on that. What's your thinking on it, Lisa?
Well, I am married to a diehard LA Rams fan, but the Bengals have never won a Super Bowl, never. So I'm always cheering for the underdog.
Gotcha. Oh, well, there you go. That's the kind of person you are. So I you know what? I'll join you in that. And there'll be two of us.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. So Groundhog Day was last week, Tom, but my hog, I've got a potbelly pig. She is thrilled with this weather. This is when she's emerging from her pen. And I see the UPS guy has shorts on today. It almost feels like a little dose of spring weather.
Well, I'll tell you something. We are getting into milder weather for the time being. We're not done with the cold or the snow yet, to be sure. But it sure is nice to have a respite after that week we went through last week, isn't it? You know, what happens in February, Lisa, as the sun, you know, is up longer, the days are longer. We're picking up about 2.5 minutes of daylight every day as the days continue to lengthen. And they've been doing that since back in December on the 21st. So, and what happens is the sunlight comes in more directly, so you can look at your thermometer and see a sub-freezing temperature, and yet you see dripping going on outside because the sunlight is getting more intense with the passage of time. And it does feel kind of good to put some shorts on and take advantage of the more direct sunlight and the fact it's up longer every day. We'll pick up about 70 minutes of daylight in the month of February, so the days continue lengthening, and that ultimately has quite an impact on how warm we get.
That's amazing. 70 minutes. So we made it through the coldest month of the year, which is January. What about snow? What are we looking at snow-wise? Have we made it through the toughest part, or what do you think?
Oh, I'll tell you, I wouldn't write it off. We've got a couple of minor little systems coming in. One comes in even tomorrow. There might be a sprinkle or a snow flurry on occasion tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Mid to upper 30 degree daytime temperatures. And then there's a snow system that we're going to watch on Friday. Now, that one could lay down enough to, you know, cover the ground in spots. But again, it's going to be fairly mild. So there's some question whether there might be a little rain mixed in. It's not a big deal. There's another system that comes in Sunday night, Monday. But the one that's really interesting looking out into the future that we'll keep the closest eye on is later next week. And that one has the early looks of something that might be a little more substantial. So we're not done with it yet.
Right now, the melt is underway with the temperatures rising this afternoon. It really is a beautiful day.
It's a gorgeous day. A big improvement over the 20s we had yesterday, today, with our mid to upper 30s on the way, and the same thing for tomorrow. And it might turn just a touch cooler Thursday, but we're back up close to 40 on Friday again, from the looks of things. And then the weekend does see a pretty good slug of colder air come in, so the weekend will be chilly.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell all here. And John Landecker just posted on social media that Amy Landecker will be on with her dad, John Landecker, tonight for 45 minutes from 7 to 7:45. I don't know what the special occasion is. Maybe he just feels like having his kid on. I think it sounds fun, so make sure you're listening. That comes up after John Hansen's new show, Your Money Matters, that debuted yesterday from 6 to 7. If you missed that, make sure you join him tonight. I'm Lisa Dent. We love Tom Skilling. And Tom, every day I'm seeing more and more pictures on every social media platform of these vivid red sunsets. What is going on?
Oh, beautiful. They really are. You know, I think these lower sun angles contribute to it. You know, in the warm season, we have oftentimes that smoke blowing in from western fires, and that, you know, the particles of smoke in the atmosphere tend to refract out the blue part of the electromagnetic spectrum, and so we get this orangish, reddish, beautiful sunset tint, but to our sunrises and our sunsets. But you're right. Recently, we had some gorgeous sunrises and sunsets, and I think both the low sun angle and the fact we've had a little haze in the air has contributed to that. Also, ice crystals will do that. So makes for some beautiful sunrises and sunsets.
Pretty soon we will be out of winter and headed into spring. How do you become a storm spotter or a storm chaser? Is there a class? Are you certified?
Yeah.
How's that work?
You know, my colleagues at the National Weather Service do a magnificent job. They conduct training sessions, and folks who are interested in volunteering to become storm watchers and reporters can join these classes. And the dates of these classes and their locations are listed on the National Weather Service Chicago website. So it might be wise, if you're interested in that, to do that. You know, Lisa, we depend on volunteer observers. Something like 75% of the weather observations in this country are taken by volunteer weather observers. You know, you have the official observations that are often funded by the FAA or the Weather Service at our major airports, where they need reliable and constant stream of weather data for pilots and all. But a lot of the gaps in our data are filled in by volunteer observers, and they work through what's called the COCORAS system. You can join that as well if you're interested. You go online and just punch up COCORAS, and you get information on that. And these are people who volunteer their time and energy and share their information with us. And boy, are they essential in filling in our picture on what storms do and have done around the area. Last week's snow, for instance, you know, all the reports from communities all over were most helpful in ascertaining exactly how much came down. And that helps us when we're forecasting in the future as well, because we better understand the structure of these storms so we have complete observations.
I had no idea, Tom, that so many volunteers were contributing to something worthwhile like these weather reports.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And the Weather Service operates a co-op observer program, which is, again, a series of dedicated professionals. And every morning, they check in with their observations of temperature and snow cover and snowfall and precipitation. And I can't even begin to accurately state or sufficiently state the importance of these observations to those of us who are charged with the responsibility of putting out forecasts and telling you what's going on. It really helps.
So if you want to be a storm watcher or a storm spotter or a chaser, yeah, there's so many terms, go to the National Weather Service Chicago website and you can sign up?
Yes, and you'll find out about future courses and all that are being conducted. And, you know, Weather Service personnel fan out across the area and do these courses and training sessions all over. So, yeah, and we encourage folks to do that because that information, when we have severe weather breaking, is invaluable. It helps us immensely.
Tom Skilling is with us on Chicago's Afternoon News, the most trusted name and the most trusted voice in weather. We so appreciate you joining us. So can you cover our 7-day forecast for us? What do we got coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow, a fair amount of cloud cover, mild though, and maybe a sprinkle or a flurry. That goes into tomorrow night. Thursday, a little colder, partly cloudy. We'll have temperatures in the low 30s on Thursday. And then Friday, we get up close to 40. It might be some snow or rain. It's not a big deal. And then windy and colder over the weekend. We could turn on the lake effect snow machine over in parts of northwest Indiana, lower Michigan. That should not affect us in the city of Chicago and areas west. We'll just be partly cloudy and windy with highs in the 20s over the weekend. And then another little snow system could be in Sunday night, Monday. We'll watch later next week for possibly a more substantial system, and that would be in the Wednesday to Friday time frame sometime next week. But we'll have much more to say on that as we get closer to it, Lisa.
And then the big news, Tom, for this weekend, the Super Bowl weather forecast in L.A. is going to be extremely warm.
Yeah, warm by their standards. They're talking about 85 to 90 degree highs. And, of course, you know, there'll be a lot of folks flooding into that area who aren't accustomed to that kind of temperature in February. Southern Californians, you know, often with that, you get those Santa Ana winds that come in. And, of course, that raises the specter of fires. So we'll see whether they put out a red flag warning with that. But it ought to be beautiful weather. It's just, I think, a little warm for football, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know how you play in 90-degree weather. It's like those 2-a-days that the kids do in August, and I don't know how they get through it.
No, I don't either. I don't either. That's why you and I are not playing professional football.
Exactly, but we're cheering for the Bengals, right, Tom?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, we are underdoggers all the way, you know? So that's good.
And where are you watching the Super Bowl?
Well, it'll be right here in the home weather office. We call it Nirvana on 19. That's what we've dubbed the home, because we're up on the 19th floor here on the north side of Chicago. So anyway, that's where we'll be watching.
And
how about you?
Watching at home as well. It's the best place. I mean, you can have the food you like. You can be with some family members, and you can see everything up close. I see no reason to pay $35,000 for a ticket to go see the Super Bowl in person.
$35,000. I heard about that. Yeah, no, I'm completely content, and we probably have a better view than a lot of folks in the stadium do, you know, on television. So that works out all right.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you'll be watching with Penny on your lap. Thank you for sharing your dog story with us, and it's so wonderful to talk to you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too, Lisa. Thank you. Always great talking to you. Be well and be safe.
You too.